my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS take it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red off.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson, bleed today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Right way.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out. We're going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to a striking new episode of Internet Chronicle Hate Radio. That is to say, this is a King Cobra striking, pot-smoking, beer-drinking 420 episode of Radio Hate. And today's episode is devoted entirely, with the exception of some honorable mentions, to King Cobra JFS, who is I don't think he's afraid to come on our show, but maybe he doesn't see the point in it or something. He ignores every Hate Radio request. But we're here for you. Maybe King Cobra has to take 2 weeks off because he's been banned from YouTube, but we're here. And if you're listening to this, just know, Josh. Wait, I don't mean to take an attitude. I'm a little drunk. But just know, Josh, that we don't care for the trolls or the haters or the mongoloid retards who commit their free time to bothering and harassing you. We don't like that. Actually, we like you. You seem like a sweet guy, and our entire careers are a love letter to you. No, but we've tried a lot. We've tried pretty hard to get Josh on the show, and I don't think he's ever gonna do it because I don't know. We saw some documentary, and maybe like he got burned. Yeah, we're talking about maybe KF in the chat there. Toxie's asking if I'm talking about KF, and he's referring to Kiwi Farms, and they're the ones that are sort of targeting Josh. Because it's one thing to kind of fuck with a guy that you like and say, like, oh, look, he acknowledged something I did. But these guys take it to a whole other level where they're like, well, we'll get into it later. But, yeah. Josh reminds me of people from my own life. And Billy and I, we can talk about that in a second. But he's like, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. He doesn't seem like somebody that should be like targeted and stalked, you know? So we're talking about it tonight for the full hour. And we have the foremost expert on all things Cobraverse joining us tonight for an unbiased and balanced discussion of the internet celebrity whose rise to fame has been more meteoric than that one time that Hannah Montana exploded over the atmosphere and you could see her for 3 months in the daytime sky. Do you remember that? Kilgore remembers that. Do you remember? Hey, Brian, in the chat. Doing good? Making a pizza? Getting high? How about you? Same thing, man. No pizza, though. What did I eat? You don't want to know what I ate. Anyway. We got Tato in the chat, Brian, Beast World, Cash Out Coinstar Crew, which I know you, but I just can't remember how. Tato, Kilgore is also on the show. Toxie, Brian. And also, there's a suspect in the chat. I think they're looking for him. Anyway. Hey, sweetie. Angel's here, joining us on the show. Sometimes when I'm on the phone with my grandparents, I will steal jokes just to make them laugh. And they think I'm the funniest person alive. Because I'm just taking other people's jokes to make them laugh. They really like my answering machine bit. How about when you call somebody and you hope they don't answer so you can talk to the machine? Like, that's not how it goes. But they think I'm a genius. They think I invented That's My Ride when, like, you overhear a police siren on my end of the conversation. I'm like, hey, there's my ride. And they're, like, falling on the floor laughing. Their fucking guts are coming out of their sides, and they're getting hernias that you can see because they think it's so fucking funny that I said that's my ride when they could hear the police. They think I invented that. And they're a Southern couple, so Michael Richards stuff from the Laugh Factory goes over real well with them. Everybody asks about the grandma. She's fine. She's cool. I got edibles, and I get her edibles whenever I buy them because when I take an edible, like, the first 12 hours is horrible, right? Then I thought, well, let's just keep that going for another month straight. What a luxury to be able to eat edibles for fun. That's what's nice about being an adult, you know, making your own money, doing whatever the hell you want. Because when I was growing up, I was poor. We didn't get to eat meals. We ate ingredients. You understand? I ate cheese, and my friends thought I was talking about, like, cheese pizza. But no, man. I'm talking about I just ate cheese for dinner. I came home from school to find that my mom had cooked all my macaroni art. She wanted to know, why is it that in all my art have I got to use all this white space? The fuck is that? Some 2005 fucking design philosophy there? We're starving over here because you're trying to... You're trying to iterate on what people have already mastered. Why don't you just throw some Helvetica in there while you're at it, you fucking piece of shit son of mine? You fucking worthless nothing. What are you going to do, grow up and make a hate radio? Yeah, good fucking job. You did that. Now what? You can flip a remote really fast? Holy shit. Did you find The Price is Right in 30 seconds? While you were supposed to be at school? Yeah. Hey, great. Thanks. We're starving because your macaroni pictures are not dense like what we need to be eating at home. It's your own fucking fault. Listen, coming up after the break, we've got an interview with Wild Bill Kilgore, the Internet Chronicle expert on the Cobraverse, and he's out there memeing. He's in the meme-verse on TikTok, and he's just bouncing everybody on his knee over there like he's fucking Santa Claus. And I wish that we could have a conversation with King Cobra because I feel like we could take it to the next level. Like, getting Cobra in on some of that really funny... he knows what he's doing over there. Plus, we caught up to an actual Internet Chronicle reader on the street. And this guy had some surprising things to say. Yo, my cat just took the worst shit I've ever smelled in my life. It's like she's dying. And I can't see it. Good job, Angel. And now she wants all this attention like she did something cool. Like, hey, do you not smell this right now, how I'm ruining our lives? So we got a, yeah, so like somebody read the Chronicle. Oh, there's a TV show coming out featuring yours truly. Let's see. I think that's about it. We're just gonna get right on into this and bring Wild Bill onto the show. I'm really excited about tonight's episode. This is a motherfucker of a show we have planned for you guys tonight. I'm really excited about it. It's a great show. And we're gonna get into the nitty-gritty details in just a minute. It's Hate Radio.
There is no plan. my wrist, no tourniquet. I'm murderous. My crib got more burners than furnishings. Got a lot of haters, not concerned with it. The earth revolve around earning currency. Copernicus, I leave you scared, stupider than Ernest is. Plucking more chickens than the churches is. Always looking fly, boy, I'm merciless with purchases. Police ain't nothing, you can bet I beat the verdict, bitch. Cause I'm more connected than the alphabet and cursive is. Wallet like Webster, killer like Dexter. Your bitch looking at me, well, I guess I'm on a sexer. Ugly, stay rougher than the texture. If you players want that funk, I'm that fly shit expert. I'm worse than as long as scripture verses. I'm about to hit this perfume run it through your mother's purses. You cats is yellow with this stone ground mustard. Ugly mane is stone ground up and reconstructed. Glocks, I'm a buster. Pussy, I'm a crusher. Plus, I stay luxurious. You bitches are disgusting. Getting money fast, that's my modus operandi. I've been ice cold since the night I saw my man die. Bullets knock you on your ass, you swore it was a landslide. Ugly, I ain't a boss, hell no, that's a damn lie. Going after all the true players. Fuck these diva ass, old pussy ass, slow ass bitches, you heard me. Motherfucker, true gangster shit. Where the motherfucker thugs, playboys, feel me. Real life money getting. Uno trade throw away, motherfucker, blast. Talk all that shit, motherfucker, ain't got nothing to motherfucking say when this bullet flying at your motherfucking bitch ass head, you feel me. Real other man, serious shit. 21W, you heard me coming out from the other side, bitch.
All new Thursdays at 8, all new episodes of That Old Hate Sack. Hate Sack, what have we said about throwing gasoline out the window? Hate Sack, could you please ask your girlfriend to put the toilet lid down after she's finished having her abortions?
Roy, do you know what?
Hate Sack. Hate Sack, you rascal. You can't just goose a sitting president. You gotta wait till he stands up. Who's been chewing on my anal leakage pads? Hate Sack.
Wait, what's going on out here? What's all this shooting and stuff? What is this? Some kind of gunfire? What's that? Get back in the car. No, feller, I don't reckon I will.
That Old Hate Sack, new episodes airing Thursdays at 8.
The Black Magic Man of Casper, known quite well around the world. From his Wyoming clock bar, he's searching for his girl. Human alive of age, non-related, cisgender female. The needy bruise is gruesome, teeth and hair all fallen out.
Yet he still pulls in fangirls with his satanic cloud.
Human alive of age non-related cisgender female.
Sicko trolls curse him, but they don't realize his circle of protection lets him control their lives. Human alive of age non-related cisgender female.
Billy, where are we
at? Hey, I'm getting an echo there.
How bad is it?
It's not bad. It's gone now. Okay, how's it going? It
goes away when we start talking. How you been?
Oh, let me pull up my notes. No, I've been doing all right, man. How about you?
Now, in your notes there, does it say that we're two pretty good old boys, or is that in another file?
You know what? That might be somewhere in the operating system. It's like a hidden file, you know?
A .ht access sort of thing.
Yeah, if you say so. That sounds right.
Now, I love to be watching the live video here and to catch the explosion knocking the lady's hat off in the live stream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's an old feller next to her having just witnessed a nuclear explosion. He's like, oh, hey, ma'am, you dropped your hat.
Uh-huh. You wonder if they got married after that, you know, met her down at the nuke.
I met you by the nuclear explosions.
Well, you've got us all hyped up for a King Cobra discussion. And the thing about that is I've just gotten kind of tired of it. And it's a real lull in the system right now. And they've shut down the subreddit. So there's not too much really to talk about with him.
We could talk about why they shut down the subreddit.
That's really all there is to talk about. That and very little else. Jessica, his girlfriend.
Everybody knows Jessica by now.
And, oh boy, they do now.
But just in case you don't, because this is going out into people's fucking iPhones in the morning that might not have any idea what this is. There's King Cobra on the internet, and he's a YouTube personality, celebrity. And he's really blown up, especially since his viewers pooled all their money together and bought a ticket for a lady from the internet, also a streamer, that they were like, oh, this would be a good match for King Cobra. It might get him through his so-called dry spell.
The story, as I heard it, is that she was messaging him, texting him. He allows everyone to text him. And he's friendly, too, unless you, like, are trying to fuck with him.
He has not responded to any of our texts or requests to come on the show.
Yeah, she texted him as a fan, and she also has her own stream and does her own thing. And I think she's associated with Girl World. It's girl spelled with an O, and it's kind of like, I think, some kind of body positivity run amok or something into this. It's like,
no, she's not positive. She's a bridge troll. But we can't talk about her like that because that is Queen Cobra, and we're not going to have that on this show.
Exactly. Actually, you know that. I'm telling you what. But she's taken over the whole show. They've renamed Boglum Chronicles to Jessica Chronicles. Now it's just her videos all the time. Yeah. That's what everybody watches.
They wrote King Cobra out of it. 2-week suspension.
He's suspended.
But only for another, 3 days or something? It's been 2 weeks.
I think, several of those strikes, or at least one, is to blame on Jessica. Like,
well, listen, we're not going to talk about what's to blame on Jessica. Stuff. Because we should.
She was
doing
stuff to him on stream.
She was. We all saw that.
We all saw that. We don't need to go back.
So it's kind of weird to me because, let's just cut to the chase, that these people created the conditions for their meeting, right? Knowing that this was kind of going to be the outcome, was that they were going to run into this insane combustion.
Oh, yeah. The fans paid for the plane tickets, and then the fans, like, canceled the plane tickets, and, you know.
So it really feels like something that has been done to him. That they found somebody and turned him loose on him.
No, he loves Jessica. You can't take Jessica
away from
him. I get
that. But
he loves
Jessica. Of course he loves Jessica.
Listen, he did go on a podcast recently.
Like fucking...
This is
daytime TV right now.
She kept squeezing him for information about Jessica and how she behaves, and he got outrageously mad. Jessica was blowing up her phone the whole time, and
yes,
even then he still remained faithful. He's not going to come on our podcast, dude.
He's such a loyal guy, but his character. I don't think that his loyalty to her would be the reason that he doesn't come on our show.
No. That's true, because he went on that other person's show and she grilled him over the loyalty to Jessica. But she's known him for many years. It's not just some random person.
Yeah, because we are as random as it gets. We come out of the blue and people are like, what the fuck is this? A fucking drone strike on a wedding in Afghanistan? No, it's just a text from chronicle.su.
Not saying it's totally impossible, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Getting him on the show. A lot of the other stuff you were saying was suspect on the intro.
Well, I've been impregnated with the with the false prophets, man.
It's kind of true stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been listening to Ian Watkins.
Ian Watkins. Oh, Jesus, dude. Now that's suspicious.
The lost false prophets.
Boy, isn't he a lolcow of the
kind? Yeah, why are they sending that guy letters all the time? Just like, hey, remember when you raped a baby on meth?
Listen, Jessica has the most horrendous, offensive personality you could watch on YouTube.
So we're
like, she is the center of ugliness on the entire website.
Yeah, she's an ugly person.
She streams 24/7, inside and out.
Let's see what she's doing right now.
And they're breaking up, and they're melting down, and they're breaking up, and they're melting down. And Cobra's always just like,
is she still going by Queen Cobra?
Yeah, she goes by Queen Cobra on YouTube now. It's very Boy Who Cried Wolf type of situation where she's
live.
Yeah, she's always live, dude. And if she's not melting down, she's got the camera pointed in a corner and there's no sound or, you know, stuff. It's like, oh, there she is. Yeah, there she is in the sky.
It was a ghost, Josh.
She's talking to Josh.
Josh is not here because all these people are liars.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's better. Anyway. Okay, thank you.
Well, I don't want to hear
I'm turning her off. But we're going to watch her silently.
I am... Yeah, that's... Thank you. Thank you. he has talked about an FBI investigation and has been interviewed by the FBI, according to her. But because she has this Boy Who Cried Wolf kind of thing where everything is like made up and nothing matters and it all just goes nowhere... People have been very quick to dismiss it. And the only incident she's mentioned specifically that the FBI was interested in was the her tickets being canceled and she's filing fraud charges or something. Maybe it's some kind of fraud thing. And it sounds kind of funny, but okay, whatever. But there was this mysterious white powder incident. The white powder incident at the airport, right?
Let's take a moment to pause before we get into that because let's just...
Possible terror threat. I mean, we need to be serious about this.
No, of course. But let's just slow down for a second because we've still got plenty of time. And let's... Just kind of feel out this situation some more and talk about who Josh actually is. And then we can get into this person and what's going on in a second. I know Josh as Goth Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And we did almost a whole show on him because he's so funny. Grabbing his beard and moving it around like it's his tie, like he's Rodney Dangerfield, but he's goth. So he's grabbing his beard like, oh, I tell you, it ain't easy being dark. But instead of his tie, he's grabbing his beard, which is hilarious.
Or grabbing his dog collar. I don't remember.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is a funny guy. I mean, maybe he is Asperger's or some shit, but whatever, he's funny. And he's like showing self-awareness, and he seems pretty chill. And he's all about just having a good time and putting Cheetos on top of pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty much the picture, I would say. I mean, and if you take it further than that, I don't know, man. You don't really need to do that. There are people who like will analyze his personality and blah 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 blah, and it's less like what do you call it, soap opera? You know, they're just.
Yeah, or it's Beast World in, touch with. In the chat says he feels like he's watching Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
Mm.
So you're just watching these people spaz out like it's Jerry Springer on TV, and it's fun, and it's entertaining, and it's hilarious. And they go to the extent that they're like, hey, we know this sewer creature mole person, and she does a stream, and what if we got her a ticket, sent her out to Josh, and they had fun. And we do that a few more times and watch tension build. And as the tension builds, maybe we throw some things in the mix. Suddenly, now they're fucking television producers of a reality TV show. And they're like, yeah, hey, what if to fuck with their itinerary, we made it so that the Bog Witch, her flight gets delayed somehow, or they get trapped together or trapped apart, whatever the case may be, and it fucks with them. What if we took it to that level with a little white powder incident?
Someone may have done that, and no, there's no reports saying who was caught, whether it actually was terror related. All you get is there's investigations, you know. And that's all you're ever going to get until they catch somebody or there's more out of it. You know, even then they might not put it in they may not want to, you know, I think they do want to chill out the King Cobra verse. It's gone too far. They're using that police, those Casper local police to check in on him every single day, pretty much.
It's so fucked up that they're just on him like this. Like a fucking fog of darkness. And then here I come out of the blue with my request. Hey, do you want to come on a show called Hate Radio?
No. Sorry. No.
He doesn't even respond. Can I read you what I wrote to him?
How long was it?
About 24 pages. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
It's two texts. The first one, I said, hey, Josh, this is Hate Sec, I'm a journalist and a fan of your stuff. I especially love Goth Dangerfield. My friend gave me your number. I have a silly internet radio show. It's goofy, and I would like you to come on Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sec on Twitter, and I'm really drunk right now, I said. And now in the second text, 2 weeks later, today, I said, hey, Josh, this is Hate Sec again. I'm doing an episode on the Cobraverse tonight.
Oh, boy.
I said, I love your work and your kind spirit. And your cool, just trying to chill and be happy attitude. I would love to have you on my program this evening to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, get blocked, troll.
Get blocked, troll! Die! Get the fuck out of my life, you piece of shit!
No, that's what he says. Get blocked, troll. that's one of his catchphrases.
Cash out Coinstar Crew says, pitches should be two sentences max. This is like a fucking...
The sentence where I think it went off the rails was where you... What did you say? Where,
I want to suck your cock.
Jeez. No, you didn't write...
I didn't get to that part yet. Do you want to hear that part?
No. No. We gotta finish this white powder story. Tell you what.
I said, show starts in 1 hour. Hit me up.
This guy, this is just his life, and it's escalated and escalated with the police and with the tricks. They'll send mail people. We'll mail him glitter bombs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just, the And
wellness check.
Some of it's fun. Some of it's really just bullying, right?
Yeah.
And stuff maybe you don't see, because in the one documentary, he was just talking to his phone all day, saying "fuck you" to responding to trolls and shutting them down
just one
by
after
one.
Another after another, swatting them down like a fucking megalodon.
Yeah, it's just no problem. And his dad always says, "If you walked a mile in his shoes, you would never make it." You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't have what my son's got.
Exactly.
He can do it, buddy. He's on YouTube all the time.
His dad is a big, great character.
I never watched any of the shit with his dad.
You should. He's like a creative guy. He's got his own website, and he's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, hey, man. Josh, what if we could have Josh on? What would you ask him right now?
Why? I don't think I would have anything to ask him because I didn't
write
anything.
You have no questions.
I didn't prepare anything.
But what if he was suddenly here? Would you be hey?
I would start asking him about what the FBI was talking to him about and what questions they asked him. And really, I would just be interested to see the extent of the harassment and as well that we may not have heard of that he may be able to hint, you know, he may probably can't tell us or wouldn't want to, but he could probably tell us the extents of it, like, oh, they went this far or they went farther than that, you know. And we could also ask him, if you knew anything about the subreddit shutdown. I think the subreddit shutdown is really the important question here.
So back to the white powder thing that we were talking about, mm-hmm. Billy witnessed a thing where on the subreddit, I think it was, you said that you saw somebody, they were saying, hey, is like she's due to land or her ticket is happening now. Is there something somebody could do?
Oh, right. Week? Yeah. The post on the front page of the day before the day she was set to leave or one of the days she was set to leave. They said, cancel the ticket. If you were the one who bought the ticket, cancel it or something like that. Cancel the payment on it. But
they didn't do that.
So that she'll be stuck. Who knows what happened? Someone did something and her flight was... her ticket was must have been canceled because... she said something about that. And
they stranded her there. So they sent her there and they were like, you know what? Yeah. Cancel that outbound ticket. We're good.
Yep. And she got to leave anyway. It was bullshit.
But still, somebody was trying to keep them there and
make a pressure cooker situation. And then they were hitting them with the police that day, hammering them with the police like 4 or 5 times. Just hammering them with police. that final day, and not only, and that's when they got their screaming late night streams where they're just yelling at each other and he's cursing her out, she's cursing him out, and if that's what they wanted, they got it. Like you said, it's like a parasocial production company and they really have no limits, none at all.
Hey, just make this happen. Coordinate this. Get them over there. Cancel that
exactly.
ticket when she gets there, and we are going to be in for a good time.
That's precisely what's going on.
It's kind of crazy. You know, it just... Like, do that to somebody that deserves it. But King Cobra, he's just trying to chill out and drink beer and do silly reviews.
And put Cheetos on his pizza, stuff like that. Yeah, the food hack difference is what he calls it. To me, some of this stuff is like with the FBI and the shutdown of the forum. This stuff is similar to, stuff I've seen before with like Anonymous with Sabu. And not that it's to that degree yet, but. Like when they got these kind of mass behaviors online that are escalating, and it starts to have shut down an airport, you know, possibly in the cards for it. Who knows? I'm sure they're investigating all possibilities out there at the Casper Airport. And I mean, what do you think? It could have been an accident. It could have been nothing. But do you think the FBI is just going to be like, yeah, you know what? I think that it's just not possible. No, they're gonna look into shit. They're gonna go to the subreddit. They're gonna be like, hey Reddit, we need to look into this person who's canceling this ticket. It's possibly a fraud. And we need everything else too, by the way, because then there might be some other stuff going on. We don't know, right?
Just give us all of it because we're the fucking FBI and we're here.
Uh-huh. And what happens? Reddit's like, oh, we had no idea this was so bad. We will put a stop to this subreddit. You know, it's going to...
Yeah, just dump it.
Yeah, just dump it. And any attempt to remake it, dump it. But
that
meanwhile...
That is what their shareholders want. That's what their lawyers want. Everybody wants today, that, just to dump it.
Today, I'm on the Daniel Larson. I'm probably on the top of the Daniel Larson subreddit today with one of my video edits.
Daniel Larson, the cartoonist?
No, Daniel Larson, the,
Gary
let's
Larson.
Let's introduce Daniel Larson. He's a TikTok.
Oh, Jesus.
TikTok celebrity.
Yeah.
Of the same kind where his whole life is a big parasocial production, right? And included in this, it's sick. They beat on this guy. They steal his stuff and, you know... His fans are brutal, and they keep him on the streets. He's completely homeless. And if King Cobra doesn't deserve it, right, this guy kind of maybe does, because he said some total sicko shit. They peed on him, that's right. They did all kinds of stuff to this guy. And this is beyond sicko behavior. Like, you think it's bad with King Cobra, but this guy is even farther out there.
People in her chat right now are saying, imagine being the neighbor walking outside and hearing this. And people are saying, why isn't Cobes online lately?
Oh, it's because he's been evicted after all the noise of that one day where they're all... And I think it also has to do with the change in ownership at his apartments. And long story short, things are bad with him, but he's moving to a nicer place by all accounts, and he's packed up. In his video on Facebook he posted the other day, everything's in boxes, his lathe is just kind of cleaned off, everything is ready to go,
except he's kind of stuck at sea.
Well, no.
Sounds like you're auto-tuned. No. Are you doing some kind of AI auto-tuning on this show?
No, I'm not. It's got to be Discord. I'm sorry.
I wish you could have heard what that sounded like, because it was like you were about to kick into a fucking Cher a cappella solo from the heavens.
Well, goddamn. Long story short, okay. Well, no, let's not say that.
Because it's a long story long.
I want to go back to Daniel Larson, actually. Daniel Larson...
I already forgot who that is.
He is a similar
TikTok
character
guy
to King Cobra, who's been abused to the even further limits. Like, they have a much, much farther extent of where they'll go to mess with this guy. They'll do anything. Short of kill him yet. I mean, they won't do that yet, apparently.
There's talk of people getting peed on in the chat. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. His fans pee on him, track him down and pee on him.
That's fucked up, dude. That's like marking your territory on the guy.
Uh-huh, that's literally... Yeah. So if we're talking about...
That's our boy.
Here's the thing is, they're easily able to rationalize that this guy deserves it. In a way, you know, he kind of talks out of pocket, says the wrong things, is a really kind of a difficult looking guy. But let's look at his subreddit. Guess what? His subreddit didn't get banned. His subreddit's still there. They're like posting his fucking state ID today, and some guy's like posting, "I stole his ID," blah blah blah, and they're like, it's completely just as it's twice as bad as the King Cobra subreddit. That's all I'm trying to say is there's this other guy, and there's other subreddits too that are just like that. Some are different than others. And, you know, you can go back to the Pure Living for Life subreddit. That never got shut down, and they had a fucking manifesto written about them. All the information. The SV Seeker subreddit, that's interesting. Somehow Doug was able to take it over, and now we had to make a second one. But that Reddit doesn't care. And, well, I mean, we're not really doing any harassing there. Like, there was one guy who said he flew a drone over Doug's boat every day just to keep an eye on in case he was dumping shit. And, in fact, he caught him dumping shit and had to notify the authorities because he was had sewage in his front yard.
I like this story because it concludes with sewage in the yard.
I mean, I'm telling you, look... This is not a King Cobra subreddit getting shut down. It's like, okay, well, why did that happen? And yet all the other subreddits that are doing the same shit, they're fine. It's not like Reddit has changed its policies.
It does feel like the King Cobra subreddit getting shut down. Yeah, it's like there's something a little bit extra about this.
Mm-hmm. It can't just be, it was inevitable, or, the people who... run it, I don't like them, or blah blah blah. That's dumb.
This is Reddit getting hit with some weird pressure from the police, and they're like, you know what, we don't like talking to you motherfuckers, here's what we got, shut that shit down, we're done.
Pretty much, that's what I think it is. That's what I'm guessing. It could be other stuff.
That's just giving them the benefit of the doubt. It could be other stuff.
But, yeah, it's kind of dark. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize it by saying Daniel Larson has it worse or yada, yada, yada.
I think we should minimize it and just really blow up this Daniel Larson thing.
Well, Daniel Larson thing is much bigger than King Cobra, honestly, at least on TikTok. He's huge.
And he's bottoming out and getting fucked up with his fans?
Yeah, dude, he's not having too much fun out there. I'm not sure what
they're torturing him, kind of like Kiwi Farms targeted harassment situation.
Well, you know, actually, the thing you said about Kiwi Farms, or that has been implied that Kiwi Farms is harder on King Cobra, I don't think that's true at all. This is one of the exceptions where the subreddit was harsher on him than the Kiwi Farms ever was.
The subreddit was harsher on King Cobra.
On Cobra. That's right.
Because the Kiwi Farms people were kind of following him. Maybe they almost saw him as one of their own.
In a way, yeah. Or they saw him. See, the thing is, he would... You know, he was always trying to kind of appeal to some kind of male... Some incels, basically. And if you got a bunch of incels there...
There is an incel appeal to him.
Well, if you hear him talk about, like... "quote unquote gender relations or whatever."
You're talking about you're talking about our boy King Cobra.
Yeah, yeah.
He does a lot of those videos.
He does a lot of videos about what it's like dating.
Gotta get my stinger wet. Like.
Well, I mean, he was a lot of it was confession by other means, you know.
Gotta get my pee pee hard and knit it into somebody.
Uh huh. Fuck sickos. Fuck rape. That's what he says.
I hate the sickos.
He's been... The thing is, though, he has broadcast himself jerking off.
Really?
On live on YouTube, I think, as well as on purposefully on, cam sites.
That is something. I don't think he does that anymore.
I think he probably does, and I think it's been a... problem in his relationship with Jessica.
Jesus,
you think she's computer?
You think she's getting jealous? Hey, you've been jerking off on your computer.
Didn't you see that video where she was dancing all around like a maniac, rubbing herself?
Yeah.
That was after she had seen the porn on his computer, and she was flipping out. And like,
but that was the only time
I ever
liked her.
She was chanting to herself, in the fishnets, in the fishnets,
in the fishnet. You know. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever liked her was when she had those tits jiggling, and she was dancing, and I'm up here, and I'm back here, jiggling those titties.
She was doing that because she had just seen his computer.
And now, Wild Bill Kilgore has released a hell of a meme on TikTok where you can watch this lady do exactly what we're talking about. And fucking hilarious.
A meme on TikTok, dude. You start.
Wild Bill.
Oh, my God.
Wild Bill has posted a meme on TikTok. Get on there and look at it. Monkey Boo.
Oh, my God.
Monkey Boo. Eat a grape.
Now, there's another fucking lolcow off of YouTube. And it's like, I really don't feel good about that monkey's living conditions, honestly.
No, it's not doing well.
And, but I haven't caught up with Monkey Boo in years.
Years ago, you could watch Monkey Boo get brushed or take a bath or eat a fucking banana, and he was happy as a clam and everybody was fine. This guy in North Carolina was taking Monkey Boo through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Everybody was all smiles. Ain't that cute? Today, Monkey Boo is all sickly and old and like tired. Just doesn't give a fuck about this anymore because he's a monkey and he's outgrown whatever that was, sitting on the couch eating grapes. And they can't get near him.
Oh, Lord. He won't let them near him. Will he bite them or something? No. Is he just mean?
And they don't give him baths anymore. They can't touch him. because he'll bite you and get the fuck away from me. And there's just poop and shit all around his cages. Because you can't get near
him. That's horrible. Yeah. No, that's horrible. No wonder I haven't seen it recommended on my YouTube feed.
What if YouTube was recommending these aging monkey accounts? Where you tuned in and saw this shit that I saw 2 weeks ago.
Oh, jeez.
You have to go looking for this. Monkey Boo looks rough. And it just popped into my head.
Monkey Boo, dude.
I was just thinking,
old one.
Whatever happened to Monkey Boo? And so I looked it up.
You know who's met the same fate? Shoe Nice. Shoe Nice has met the same fate. Back in the day.
That's another guy.
You could log on to YouTube and you would see him slamming whole bottles of liquor, slamming a bottle of fucking isopropyl alcohol and claiming he went blind afterwards, slamming... He would slam a whole tube of caulking off, I'm talking the stuff from the hardware store.
Yeah.
He would slam a bottle of glue.
Bottom shelf glue.
Doesn't matter. He would slam anything. He would eat 10 different cheese. He would eat 10, 20 cheeseburgers suddenly. always wearing the blue hat.
The Carolina blue shirt.
Only sky blue, not dark blue, sky blue only.
With his
and
sky
he would
blue
have that
stare.
You know who stole his stare? That professional wrestler who got on TikTok that's now the reaction stare. That's Shoe Nice right there. And Shoe Nice, let me tell you, dude.
He claims that he got that stare because he put glue in his eyes.
That is true. He did. I remember that. I tuned into him just the other day. Like a week ago, maybe. And he is not slamming anything. He just kind of sits there and is very monotone. He's not doing any of his strange voices, none of his strange quirks.
Just, hey, guys.
He's like, I'm coming back. It was his big comeback video, or stream, really. It was live.
You can't put that shit in your body.
He said, I'm coming back.
Come back.
I'm going to... this time the haters aren't going to ruin it for me because I know how to deal with them now. And he's just still talking about the haters. And, you know, I think he had to some degree some of the parasocial production. I know I tried to get him to put red dye on a tampon and eat it, and he wouldn't do that. I assume because it would get his channel banned and probably
it's
had
sexual.
Nothing to do with the idea. Yeah, but he would take ideas like that, you know.
Okay,
but didn't that one girl do that, though?
You had to do a two-sentence pitch, or it was worthless.
There was that girl who did that, though. I forget her name. She was a real flash in the pan back in the 2010s.
The girl that ate her tampon, was that Giovanna Plowman?
Giovanna Plowman, that's it. Now, I wonder where what she's doing now.
What's
wonder
she up
she's
to?
Gotten with the girl world or whatever. She would fit in there. Giovanna Plowman.
She would do well with King Cobra. She could clean him up. Fix him.
You know? Why not?
I think it's time for a quick break while we check in on Giovanna Plowman. And when we come back, we'll see what's going on with her. And we still got some shit to talk about, Cobra. We got to talk about Jessica after the break. You're listening to Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sec. This is Wild Bill Kilgore, the world's foremost leading expert on King Cobra, JFS. Kilgore, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight's program. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir, anytime.
Let's try King Cobra real quick. We're just going to try to give him a call real quick, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know.
Hello, you've reached John Saunders, Gothic King Cobra, a.k.a. King Cobra JFS.
See, all right.
Phone's off.
Did I fuck it up?
I can't come to the phone right now because I'm busy
What's
kicking
up,
ass in life and being a badass. If you leave your name and number,
there?
I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you're one of my trolls, get a life, losers. If you're one of my fans, thank you for the support. If you're friends, family, or anyone
trying
else, we'll get back
me,
to you ASAP. Thank you and have an awesome day.
This?
Praise Lucifer, black flame to light my green smoke. Bye-bye.
That's a nice 420 message from King Cobra.
He had a message specifically for 420?
No, but that applies to every day.
I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry
Something
if I was
about
talking over it.
A blue flame to my green smoke.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Something like that.
Yeah, blue. Yeah.
Some kind of thing to a thing.
Yeah, the green smoke and the black flames. No, the black flip. I forget it, man.
This is Hate Radio. We're coming into Act 3. After the break, you're listening to the Internet Chronicle Radio Hate. Go fuck yourself and suck a dick radio is what this is.
When I come home, baby, I've been working all night long with my daughter on my knee. She said, Daddy, what's wrong? And she whispered in my ear so sweet. You know, she said, ooh, Daddy, you're photographed. Your food to cry makes me wonder why. Daddy, your food. You know I got a woman. Daddy, your food. She lives in the poor part of town. And I go and see her sometimes.
Trouble. You know she said, ooh, daddy, you're a fool to cry. You're a fool to cry.
say. Like I don't understand. I said,
this is Hate Sec reporting live for Internet Chronicle, Hate Radio, doing a field report out here in the investigative world. And we're coming up on this old man that's going to tell us. Here he is now. I'm going to stick the microphone in front of his face.
Now is it me? You're talking to me? Older,
I think about those guys at Hate Radio and Internet Chronicle. What an eyesore website is. I think about those guys and I think, wouldn't it be nice if somebody would just bash their fucking knees in? Wouldn't that be nice? If somebody just came up while they were sitting alone in their apartments and smashed their knees in with baseball bats, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice, honey, if somebody went in there and killed Kilgore and Hatesack, if they just shot him with a silenced automatic weapon? Wouldn't that be sweet? Shut up, you stupid bitch, and get back in the kitchen and finish making my meat pie. Now, where was I? Kilgore and Hatesack, those pieces of shit. I wish someone would go in there and find them. Get them. I just have that feeling about them. I wish they would die. They're just writing about me and ruining my life and my wife's life. Honey, aren't they ruining it? Get back in here. Aren't they ruining our lives? Aren't they ruining your life?
Holy shit, dude. This is Vincubus Dante here.
Did you just see that we're... Are you fucking serious? If I have to get up and come in there and find the flower for you, I will. What's growing out there in the fucking yard if it's not flower? Get back in there and make my dandelion meat pie, you stupid bitch. Get back in. You get back in. Kilgore and Hatesack are trash. They're shitty people, they're terrible writers. One of them, I don't know what he's on about. The other one got his dick so far up his own ass. Kilgore and Hatesack, honey, get back in here and tell them what Kilgore molested you when you were little.
He made me get on his that was the priest, you stupid fucking bitch. Get back in that house. But real quick, honey, tell him the story that I told you about Kilgore hurting you when he hurt you when you were little. Kilgore did that.
No,
tell him. You get back in that house. My meat pie like I asked you to
none
do.
Of that. That's enough. That's enough of the funny voices. Going too far with the voices there.
I'm HSEC, investigative reporter. That is a fascinating glimpse into a very demented world of Internet Chronicle reader. We're sorry that you feel that.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
We're sorry. We're sorry that we couldn't be good enough for you. You fucking mean old Internet Chronicle reader. How about you unsubscribe, you old piece of shit? How's that grab you? How about I come out there and unsubscribe you myself? This is for Internet Chronicle. I'm HateSec. Back to you, HateSec and Kilgore in the studio. That is fucking insane. I don't know how to stop.
What is going on with this show?
I couldn't figure out.
It's gone off the rails, dude.
How to stop it.
I'm hearing weird loops and echoes.
I was a slave to the show.
Okay.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know, dude.
Is this a radio show?
That's people ask us that, but we technically aren't.
Where are we?
Broadcast. We do not broadcast on the radio, honestly.
We narrowcast.
We should do a shortwave.
To you fucking narrow-brained nimrods.
Hey now.
We could do shortwave.
Yeah, we could do it. We could open this little window down here and just fucking yell down onto the street and reach more people.
Welcome to Twitch.tv.
Welcome to Twitch. You're just a gray slurry. In with all the rest of the shit. Doesn't matter what quality thing you do, you gotta be doing it every motherfucking week. Or they don't want you. And, Yeah. Stupid Demon Baby has joined us for this evening's narrowcast. As well as, Dato! Cash Out Coinstar Crew, Mach 10s, M249. Do you know these people?
I know Mach 10s.
How do you know that person?
Coinstar Crew. They watch my stream as well as this one.
Do we need to dox them and find out everything about who they are and what they're up to?
Wouldn't that really flip the script if the video, the guy on the YouTube video was the one who was manipulating his own fans to do strange things. Wouldn't that be a funny twist, huh?
Where the twist is, yes, we're just two guys being silly, but then also
we just start doxing them and swatting them and do it. What if you did that?
Like, hey, just got some more info on Cash Out Coinstar Crew. Saw them actually crossing their car going into the store. You're not going to believe this. It was on Lincoln Avenue.
Better call it a wellness check on our own fans.
Better call in that old wellness check and see how Mach 10s is doing.
And then we'll like...
And that was sort of the crux of Sabu's leverage against Lulzsec. Which didn't, you know, nobody really talks about anymore. Hey, what about that crazy radical Lulzsec? They were the best hacker group that ever existed, and they kind of just faded, right?
I don't think they faded so much as just blew up.
Sabu.
They blew up on Sabu.
Sabu was one of those guys where he was gathering intel on everybody.
No, it was like the Ocean Gate Titan, dude. They were like there one day and a moment later evaporated.
Dr. Troubadour starts making house calls.
Oh, shit. Does he do that now?
He will go in and finger you in your sleep.
That doesn't sound like the doctor I know.
Well, he does a lot of shady shit on the side. He's not perfect.
I mean, he must have some kind. Like, is he trying to do a check? A prostate check? Is that what it is?
He's got some kind of fingering business on the side, from what I understand.
Get your prostate checked and don't even know about it.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know as soon as I find something.
I'll let you know. You just hold still and pretend I'm not here.
No, you don't even. Well, if you do wake up in the middle of one of his famous middle of the night prostate checks, just act like it didn't happen. He can give you something to forget stuff too. He's got all kinds of drugs.
Amnesiacs.
Yeah, he's got amnesiacs. He's got delirients.
He got that propofol that'll paralyze you and put you to sleep.
But nothing really compares to Teramax. Teramax is just an amplifier. It works to amplify all drugs and your own body and its own chemicals to their maximum potential.
No, the
Teramax is delicious and free.
The listeners will be pleased to know that they can actually try all this stuff out for themselves. The propofol, the Teramax, the Benadryl, you name it. On your own, free in the Chronicleverse, in the upcoming video game, where you can unleash these chemicals on your allies or the foes if you want to in the game. And it is coming out, squirting hot loads of fun and adventure on your...
I can't wait to play it. I'll play it for my stream as soon as it's ready. If it isn't ready.
You sound auto-tuned. You sound like Sue Basco a little bit. Are you downloading anything while we're talking?
You know, when you said that earlier, the chat said they couldn't hear it, so it may be in your headset, headset.
I think the chat could be gaslighting you and making sport of you and starting a Kiwi Farms thread about you right now.
They tried to do that once. They tried to spin us off because we had Fred on the show.
Freddy! So they were like, who are these goons?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, no.
We had 8chan founder Fred Brennan on the program. And he had all these fucking historical revolutions for us about who was QAnon. We got the names. It's a father and a son, Jim Watkins and Ian Watkins. What's the other one?
Jim Watkins, Ian Watkins, Ron Watkins. Right. They're a sicko family.
They're all QAnon and they're raping babies or whatever. And he came on the show and he let us know that these are the two guys doing QAnon stuff.
That is not what he said, that Ian Watkins is related to Jim and
No, I added that because I thought it would be funny.
He did not say that.
He said the other, them old Watkins brothers and father and son and Ian, that they were all responsible for this QAnon business and that they were the voice of QAnon on our show. And people don't really like, they're not like, oh, okay. Well, let's fucking look at these guys. They're still kind of... I feel like they're going to have a career at some point on, like, OAN or something like that.
You would think, but they just really keep on their own old grift in the same old ways. Do a rebrand.
But
get
it's
away
QAnon.
From the bad publicity. Whatever they do.
But
they
QAnon know. Is its own thing. It's a force to be... Somebody's still doing the posts, right?
I guess. It seems that it's burnt out, pretty burnt out at the moment.
And it could, maybe owed to that could be that Fred fucking called attention to it and like, hey, it's you. This is who you are. So now every time there's a Q post from here on out, people at least know that this is Jim Watkins, Ronnie, and Ian.
It's become kind of, Q has become, well, see, even that, who cares, right? What is that difference does that make, right? It's not this that big of a story. It's cool. You know, we've heard it. It's good. But, you know, that doesn't put an end to the phenomenon. And the
it
phenomenon,
seems like they
I think,
would be...
is free of, it's free of the drops now. And it's really just kind of like, let loose everybody to fantasize anything they want to be true. And, you know, you see it a lot with these hippie people even, and anyone who's just like kind of on the fringe.
Yeah,
is,
no, I get that. But it just seems like shouldn't at some point they have been brought in front of like a jury or something? Like, shouldn't they have been involved in some like the January 6th committee or something like that? Or was it... was everything they were writing so ethereal and founder's father fucking
flowery? No, it's totally, you can't get in trouble basically for writing poetry like that. Like, that was just like weird poetry, right? And the hypnotic effect it had and the interpretations that people drew from it.
There's a swirling pizza thing and I'm going to go down there with a rifle and save them kids. And save the kids he did with that automatic rifle slung over his back into a pizza place that didn't even have a basement. Hey now, show me to the kids. He comes up with the gun. Show me where you're keeping the kids. They're like, dude, I think you're the bad guy. This is crazy.
I'd say so.
And did he ever rescue those kids or what happened to him?
Well, Pizzagate happened before QAnon, I think. So we got a little time lapse error there, time frame error.
Pizzagate was like the spring, that little cushion that QAnon wanted.
And it had that connection with 4chan where, you know, the cheese pizza and the pizza, you know, that's how they connected it. And then they looked for all the pieces, of the pizza in Hillary's emails. It was kind of like, that was the same brew in which QAnon came out of, and it was very similar, and it's probably money that's most of the same people. So, I mean, it's not too different. And I don't know whatever happened to these criminals who did this or that shooting, or, you know, if, you were inspired by a Q post, does that make any difference? I don't think so.
Now, what does Jessica have to do with QAnon?
From King Cobra?
Is she in Q, or like, what's going on with her?
Nothing to do with Q whatsoever.
So she just ruins people's lives, and she's got her own thing going.
Well, I think King Cobra is a Trump fan. He thinks Trump is the cool one.
He would, yeah. So, Trump is on brand for King Cobra. If it was a fucking wrestling guy up there, he would be even more for him.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's how most of America kind of is. They just want to see someone who will say something. Just say something is what everybody
just
always
says. Get up there and entertain me, you motherfucker. I'm voting for you.
That's right. That's right.
Get up there and be cool and do something funny. Say something hilarious.
It's got to be like Saturday Night Live or a Chappelle show. Everybody's got to be talking about it all day, the next day, then all day. They're talking about it. That's how it was. That's how he won the first election, is he was able to constantly be talked about every day. And if you thought that was cool and that he was gaming the system or whatever by calling into this all these networks and stuff. I don't think he has that that quality anymore.
Who?
I think he's
Donald
lost
Trump?
The touch. I think he's lost the touch of staying in the limelight.
Yeah, because now he's like, he's been cast as the villain, and it's like, oh, dude, you actually went in there and ripped the wires out behind our computers and stuff. Like, we're still fixing that. We kind of hate you right now.
I mean, that basically, if you're in the military or in the, you know, in the any of the government work, it's more serious type of attitude to be government people, and they have pride in the you know, being Americans, and he just makes a clown. He's making a clown out of all that.
Yeah. Like, look how serious they are. They have to be those fucking idiots. Here I am. I'm the goddamn apprentice or something. You're fired. I look over and fire one of those fucking public servants.
I don't know Jessica's political beliefs. She's never brought it up on
That's
stream.
That's one good thing you can say about her. So she did the tit jiggles, and then she never brought up politics. Those are two great things that I like about Jessica.
You know, this is going to be the most controversial thing I say tonight. And Jessica...
Trigger warning.
I have felt sympathy for her.
At what point?
I feel bad for her. When she is, like, really crying and just crying. And it's like, this isn't fair. Why are people so cruel to me? And, you know, maybe I can give her the answers. But to be honest, nobody deserves a bunch of cruelty from strangers.
That's true. But also, like... Maybe it's just a pity trip, and she's trying to play it up. It's like, yeah, you are getting that, but we're also doing this.
I felt this pity genuinely, and I don't think she was twisting that out of me in some manipulation.
You were not at the milking table.
That's a little parasocial, you know, even.
Like, if you were at the milking table, she was not doing it for you.
I mean, look, honestly, this was like. You feel it in fleeting moments, and you know what. So, if you look at a lot of the stuff that does get said in her chat, and that she has gone through, you know, it's. Before you judge someone, you're supposed to walk a mile in their shoes, right? And that's impossible to do. But you know, if you watch, and this is why I'm kind of like chilled off on watching Cobra, and especially Jessica lately. And have been focusing maybe more on Sailing Vessel Seeker videos. But it just, you know.
She's a grotesque fucking goblin is a good reason not to.
That's the reason why you start watching.
She's a nasty little troll.
Exactly. That's why you start watching. And you're having, it's this... kind of nasty show.
Nasty nasty troll in her fucking filthy hole.
The meanest person on the internet. The ugliest, meanest
old cuss.
Part. And then you get to know her. You watch the videos. You see, oh, she's doing this again. She's doing that again. It's very predictable. And... the way people treat her is very predictable. It kind of gets boring.
Because it's just all that, this over and over.
Imagine, through all that, you know, you're matching. This is not like a television show or any other kind of show where, even a reality show where there's any kind of writing or directing and what production there is all... I'm going to donate this money to you if you do that or if you do this. And here, I'll buy you a ticket, blah, 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 blah. And it's all her, like, being caught in this parasocial net. And, of course, it's of her own building. It's of, and King Cobra, too. It's kind of like a curse that hangs over them the whole time they're streaming. People are always wanting to see them melt down, be mad, react. And that's where all the money is spent on. And she can't trust any of her fans. He can't trust his fans. You know, it's wild. And what is the point? At some point, you do feel sympathy. You do feel like, oh, you've walked a mile in their shoes.
I guess, but also... I just got such a disgust for these people that, I don't know. Like, the sympathy kind of goes away where I'm like, yeah, look at you. Just fucking, being an animal of a person, basically.
And that's where people are able to justify doing all this stuff to them. Oh, he's not a good person. They're not a good person.
But you're still
evil.
I mean, if you're doing that, you're still an evil fuck.
Well, yeah, but the justification itself, I think, is the worst part of it, because, like, that's writing your own license to do whatever you want.
Yeah, but she's still a pig in shit, and I don't have to feel bad for her. I just think, you know, you shouldn't prey on her. It's the predators that are fucking assholes. These people that are like, hey, let's throw a bunch of money together and then call in a white powder incident.
Yeah.
If you watched her long enough,
you might start to feel some sympathy. If you watch. And then again, here's another thing that bothers me is, like, during that night when they were, no one can understand why King Cobra hasn't broken up with her. And during the nights when they were having the meltdowns and fighting and blah, 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 and that was all released, you know, you watch that. And your expectation of watching a reality TV, of watching a storyline, tells you that next thing's going to happen, they're going to break up, and then they're going to be talking shit about each other. But that never happens. Your expectations of a plot developing, it's not what happens on other media. It's real. Things aren't what they appear as. Things don't go the way that you think they will. And it will take you for these wild twists. And there's things that she doesn't show, that Cobra doesn't show. And the lot, you don't know what that is.
Jeez.
It's funny when you showed the interview with his dad, and they talked at length about what their relationship is like, how he supports him, and how much money he's made, you know, all these random questions people might have about his life, and they're not what you expect. They're not exactly what you expect.
I expect her to be just gross and nasty. Well, hey, this is she meets my every expectation. So I think this is a good place to call it. Let's not let the humanity creep in and fucking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we admit that lolcows are not actually human toys, but okay, we don't do that here.
She lives with her family. Dude, imagine that. She's screaming and shrieking constantly in her filthy room, and she's like, she's supposed to be out. Married or on her own.
You know how far you have to look to see humanity in that stream? You know how far you have to go?
You gotta peer deep into it.
You
gotta like
go
fire.
Yeah, you gotta go for months. But it's there, and you will feel relieved to see it. Okay? It's actually a good thing. It's not like, it's nauseous and you've learned to empathize with a demon Gorgon. No, it's kind of like, you know, you have to see that if you don't believe humans are not awful machines or something. In a way, that's kind of like, that's why I always put the Borg, I think that's part of why the Borg on Cobra worked. That's why it's clicked. There's something machine-like going on here. Something cyborg.
Now, before we go, we gotta mention this one thing about SV Seeker. You say you've got some kind of video where he's doing an anti-Semite thing. He's being
Nazi. No. He does not. He does not say anything anti-Semitic directly. Indirectly, he said. I think he's trying. I'll give him all the complete thought that he put out there and not misframe it. He gets a package from German fans, and he's using some German tool or something. He's talking about Germany, and he's like, oh yeah, he was reading a book about the Nazi submarine crew. And he says, you know, he's apologizing for people who joined up with the Nazis just to go along with society, right? And he's saying, oh, I probably would have gone along with everybody else. I get swept up in that kind of things, but it's important not to. So he's kind of saying it's easy to be a Nazi, and therefore you should be careful and watch out. But also, the way he phrases it and the way he says it is, I think, totally indecent and designed to create controversy, because he said it in a way that makes it sound like he supports Nazism today.
It still looks like he does. The faces that he's making during the video,
it's provocative, right?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a double meaning there.
And he's
he's playing up.
He wants people to see in his facial expressions. He wants to convey that, "Oh, I'm towing the line. I'm being edgy. I'm walking that high wire, and I'm doing it right by I'm saying the nice thing about the Nazis over here, but over here I'm saying, of course not." And we can see that, dude. Like, it's a complete act. It's, like, worse than when Jesko went on Roseanne. It's just bad acting.
Engagement baiting. Engagement bait.
So, it's kind of like coming out of the closet. This is his Ellen DeGeneres moment, where he's like, here I am. I love the Nazis.
This is not his first time doing crap like this for attention. And it won't be the last. He did a full-on hired actors, put up pyrotechnics, created the whole fake medical report. He went that far. He went so far.
Yeah. A fake medical report. And, I'm fake laid doctor. Up, my neck is broke, and Dr. Troubadour's working on me.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Betsy was in on it.
Betsy. Heavens to Betsy. And so he's a creepy crawly kind of guy, and he's always scheming, I would imagine.
This is it totally in character.
Well, hey, good for you there, Dog Jackson. Just keep at it there, champ, and your boat will float again, and it'll break, I assure you, and you can make another video where you're like, hey, and I read this book. Everybody read this book I'm talking about. It's not for pumpkins, this book. I don't do negative. This book I like about Nazis, well, it's not what you think it is. I'm just saying, give it a look. You can find it at your nearest gas station. This fucking book SV Seeker wants you to read.
Them good old boys used to run them U-boats, right?
Good old boys! It's funny that good old boys would have, like, such nuanced opinions about, like, colonels and wars and shit. And be like, well, actually, that's Erner von Braun, and he's got a big fucking gold star on his chest and killed 6,000 people that you might have heard about. Well, hey, this is a high note to go out on.
Yeah, there you go.
Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Troker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as the Panoptosphere, the Panopticon. There's a tiny little coffin that shoots you down the metaverse, and you can experience time in a different way than we normally experience it, which is fascinating. All thanks to the research of Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour, who brings you Terramax and sucks your dick and fingers you in the middle of the night and you don't even know about it. And he's pretty good about the billing, from what I understand. Kilgore brought the expertise tonight on JFS and what it's like to have a parasocial relationship, as well as putting this fucker to work for you. This comes after months of research and making memes about King Cobra, where King Cobra is being... you can see his portrait on top of a limousine being pulled through whatever North Korea's Red Square is while women are crying and falling to their knees and the soldiers are bawling their eyes out. And you look up and there's that picture of Supreme Leader King Cobra JFS. Women.
And now I just plug that name. Now I just plug any photo in there.
You just plug any old thing in there and go.
Yep, that old North Korean video just won't quit.
You need to plug a thing in that like changes it, like panels, like as the funeral is proceeding, it just flips down.
Like it's an LED screen and just keeps flipping through different
leaders.
Yeah, it'll show I've already gotten a request for Cyrax. People have been asking for Daniel Larson for months and months, and I knuckled down and did it.
I got a feeling that this Daniel Larson character is going to come up on a future episode of Hate Radio.
Yeah, look into him. See what you think. You'll be freaked, man. This is what the kids these days do to entertain themselves.
We got Clown World on Internet Chronicle. Hate Radio, there's a guy, you can read my first-hand account of when I jerked off on the 7 train on the Internet Chronicle. You can read Wild Bill's fascinating research into these characters, and you will be glad you did, folks, because we bring it on every fucking front. We got Chronicle.su, we got Hate Radio, we got, dark, secret, horrible things that you don't know about that we're doing behind your backs. And that's what you get here at the Internet Chronicle. I'm HateSec. This is Wild Bill Kilgore. And we'd like to wish you all a happy 420. Everybody's getting high. And enjoy your evenings and go to bed and go to sleep and go fuck yourself. This is Radio Hate. Thanks for a great show, Bill.
Yep, go fuck yourself. Good night.
I close my eyes to go to sleep, but I can't sleep, I can't sleep. Please hear my cry for help and save me from myself. That day, it's been a struggle trying to make sense out of scrambled eggs. Please hear my cry for help and save me from myself. Got paid in a town where everyone was unemployed. I was locked in on Easter Day. All I had to eat was a piece of bread. When I got home, my mother said, "You're a lazy bum, and that's how come you suffer like that, and you'll starve all your life, spoken just like it was a curse, but it didn't really sound so bad. I like to make things up. It's the healthiest thing that I do. But I'm tired from being kidnapped by a dark wolf that would do me in. Please hear my cry for help and save me from myself. Maybe you could. really down. Nothing matters, nothing does. I close my eyes to go to sleep, but I can't sleep, I can't sleep. You can listen to these songs, have a good time and walk away. But for me, it's not that easy. I have to live these songs forever. Please hear my cry for help and save me from